is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A court appearance is set for today for the 57-year-old man who's been charged with shooting and killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her spouse. The arrest of Vance Belter ended a nearly two-day manhunt. Governor Tim Walz.
You can rest assured that we will put every ounce of effort that the state of Minnesota has to make sure that justice is served.
CBS News correspondent Lilia Luciano.
They found him thanks to tips from residents. Apparently somebody saw him fleeing the car that was found yesterday abandoned near a highway. They used aircraft that had infrared cameras, and that helped in detecting exactly where he was.
Along with the two murder counts, Belter will also face attempted murder charges in the shooting of another Democratic lawmaker and his spouse in a separate attack. A juror was dismissed this morning in the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial in New York for giving inconsistent information about where he lives. Overseas, Israel warned people in a northern section of Iran's capital, Tehran, to evacuate ahead of planned airstrikes there. CBS's Deborah Pata has more on another day of back-and-forth attacks.
Israel's air defense system intercepted one Iranian missile after another. Not far from Tel Aviv, in the city of Petah Tikva, at least four Israelis were killed, bringing the number of deaths since last week to at least 24. But the toll Israel has inflicted on Iran is far higher.
Well, CBS's Nancy Cordes reports President Trump is in Canada for the G7 Economic Summit.
Many of the world leaders who are coming to this summit are all seeking their own individual trade deals with the United States. In fact, the Canadian Prime Minister himself is sitting down with President Trump this morning. He's hoping to cement a deal with the U.S. sooner rather than later.
At least five deaths are blamed on the severe flash flooding in parts of West Virginia after heavy rain. CBS's Tom Hansen is in the northeastern part of that state.
This is an incredibly mountainous area. There are a lot of high peaks, a lot of low valleys. All of that water has to go somewhere. And I can tell you right now, the ground that I'm standing on is incredibly saturated. It is muddy. That water has to go somewhere. It's going to go down into the river systems ultimately, which means that those levels still could rise as we go throughout the day.
A Wisconsin dairy farmer alleges in a new federal lawsuit that the Trump administration is illegally denying financial assistance to white farmers by continuing DEI programs instituted under Joe Biden. Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 458 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some celebrations already took place with an official observance this week. Juneteenth Day is this Thursday, with most municipalities taking a day off. That means garbage collection will be impacted and government offices will be closed on the 19th. Kenosha has a Juneteenth dedication ceremony on Thursday at Civic Center Park. Racine had their 50th annual Juneteenth parade over the weekend. If you missed it, there's a photo recap online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. It was a high-tech rescue in Kenosha County Friday night. A watch automatically called 911, and a thermal imaging drone helped find the wreckage of a crash 50 feet from the road. The rescue unfolded in Brighton on 142 at 224th Avenue. A car had crashed over an embankment and disappeared into dense brush, making it invisible from the road. Authorities were only alerted by an Apple Watch, which sends an automated crash notification. The drone found the heat signature of the crash. The driver had already gotten out and was treated for injuries not life-threatening. A cause is under investigation. When the Social Security office in Racine moved, it went away from where a lot of people were. Now, bus riders in Racine have direct access to the SSA office thanks to a service expansion by Ride Racine. Route 27 recently started making 10 weekday stops at the newly relocated office at the Mount Pleasant Commerce Center. The change comes after the old office closed in May. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Rhys Hoskins got beaned. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's thrown at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls high school softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
It hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy, warm, and slightly sticky today. Humid conditions starting to creep in, highs reaching the upper 70s, and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Some of those could still be strong to severe, bringing gusty winds, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Surf City on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. That was Brian Wilson's first number one. He co-wrote that song. He had it started. And Jan and Dean said, we'd like that song. And Brian said, okay, well, I've got another one I'd rather work on anyway. So go ahead and take Surf City. And it hit number one. Who knew? WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Hey!
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Lobo did Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. I'm Dan Marcus. It's not too early in the week to talk about Hot Harbor Nights. It's every Thursday night in the summertime at Festival Park. WRJN is there. Live music, there's great food, and of course there are beverages, so you want to take it in. It's Thursday night. It's free down at the lakefront. Under the Tent with WRJN.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today. 21st and Kearney in Racine.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week. WRJN.
Love.
wrote that song, her first number one that she wrote. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And timeless hits, WRJN. If at any point in the summer you find yourself at North Beach, stop at the Oasis and pick up WRJN. No need to take us to the beach. We're already there. We're at the Oasis, and we'll see you there. as the Oasis is playing WRJN when there's not a live band or maybe some yoga going on or something. Lots to do at the North Beach Oasis. Now let's get you up to speed on what's going on out there with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a high-tech rescue in Kenosha County Friday night. A watch automatically called 911 and a thermal imaging drone helped find the wreckage of a crash 50 feet from the road. The rescue unfolded in Brighton on 142 at 224th Avenue. A car had crashed over an embankment and disappeared into dense brush, making it invisible from the road. Authorities were only alerted by an Apple Watch, which sends an automated crash notification. The drone found the heat signature of the crash. The driver had already gotten out and was treated for injuries not life-threatening. A cause is under investigation. Even though already approved, the long-term impact from new power projects in Kenosha County and Oak Creek are still coming to light. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Concerns are raised following State Public Service Commission approval of two new natural gas-fired power plants in southeast Wisconsin. The PSC signed off on the We Energies plants, part of a $2 billion project to respond to expected increases in energy demand from new AI data centers. Tom Content is with the Citizens Utility Board, representing utility customers. Content says if that data center income doesn't pan out, residential and small business ratepayers could be saddled with costs. We Energies expects to begin work on the plants in Oak Creek and Kenosha County next year, part of a more than $2 billion plan to invest in natural gas infrastructure in response to expected increases in energy demand in southeast Wisconsin, much of it driven by data centers, which require large amounts of power. Environmental groups are concerned, too, although the gas plant proposed for Oak Creek would be less polluting than the coal-fired We Energies units it would replace.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
WRJN weather.
Partly cloudy, warm, and slightly sticky today. Humid conditions starting to creep in, highs reaching the upper 70s, and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Some of those could still be strong to severe, bringing gusty winds, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Yeah.
song banned by a lot of radio stations when it first came out because they thought this was naughty. Stones Can't Get Any Satisfaction on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
December back in '63. What a very special time for me.
Sports Hits, WRJN, and Dan Marcus. We are always interested in your opinion here at WRJN, and so we have created You're the Judge on our website. We ask a weekly question, and they're all really, they're lobbing softballs. We're not getting into real nitty-gritty stuff with you. We want to know, for example, this week's question is, what is your go-to summer hangout in Racine? We're just curious, that's all. It's all anonymous, and it's sponsored by Hog Lawyer. And they're available at 888-999-6644. It's You're the Judge on our website, WRJN.com.
June is packed with more savings thanks to WRJN Big Deals. Don't miss our Big Deals of the Day every Wednesday and Friday, featuring awesome offers from our local partners. And here's the secret to save even more. Keep listening to WRJN and the Civic Media app. Each of our hosts will share an exclusive promo code you can use all month long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stretch your budget further with WRJN Big Deals.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufort, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or racineriverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
The wait is over. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is having its grand opening on June 17th at 10 a.m., and you're invited. Be one of the first 50 people in line and score a free combo meal. That's a cheesesteak, fries, and a drink on the house. Located at 4700 Washington Avenue, Charlie's is bringing the heat with fresh grilled cheesesteaks, loaded gourmet fries, and real deal flavor. Doors open at 10 sharp. Come hungry and come early. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now grilling in Racine.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Lonely time.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, 5 o'clock today, Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion. That's kind of redundant, but he's featuring the class of 62 this afternoon. Be here for that.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.